Yes. Dispatch mit Skin the Rabbit auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band im Columbia Theater. Und jetzt sind zwei Typen aus der Formation bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen nochmal über die neue LP America Location 12, die in North Carolina aufgenommen wurde. Wir finden heraus, wie wichtig die Pausen voneinander für die immer wieder gelungenen LPs der Band Dispatch sind. Wir sprechen über Pläne für eine Akustiktour, das politische Moment in ihrer Musik und vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome to Chad Umston, also known as Chadwick Stokes oder State Radio. Und Brad Corrigan ist auch noch bei mir im Studio. Hello!
Hey!
Hey!
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Lux.
Yes, it's nice that you've made it. And I want to thank you for greeting me as a choir. That's really nice.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Lovely. So how are you doing today? Everything okay?
Oh man, good. It's so beautiful here. Blue sky, sunshine, great parks, great walks.
Day off yesterday.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you ask for? What better can you ask for than a day off in Berlin?
It's great.
With such a beautiful weather, which is not normal at all.
Yeah.
It was this time of the year, so you've been blessed, kind of.
It's amazing.
Stoked.
Love being here.
And how's touring the record? How's touring the record been so far? I think, the Dispatch fans, they're like a huge formation of love, peace and understanding. I mean, when I look at the reaction of your fans, you know, when you were like, oh yeah, we got to go on a hiatus and stuff, and everybody's like, yeah, do it. We'll be there when you come back. You know, we'll still love you. Don't you cry tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I love that song.
That's great.
So it must be great to be back on the road and see all these people who are loving you like hell.
It's amazing, and to have the new record be so well received, and it feels like we got a little bit of a new lease on the band or something. We're just happy to be still doing it, and people are coming out and singing along. So
that's cool. I mean, you guys have started playing music together in the '90s. I think you met at college. You started making music like '95, '96, so it's been 22 years.
Yeah.
And I really thought about, because I'm 42 years old now, and things are changing a bit, right? When you're in your 30s, you start changing, and then when the 40 kind of thing happens.
Nope, nothing's changing.
Nope.
It's just a matter of keeping your mind focused on your age is a number, nothing more than that.
Yeah. that's the true part. But I think it might be a cool thing for a band who had that had kind of like problems with the egos in the band when they come back together and everybody's a bit older, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A bit more calm.
Yeah.
I really want to ask how important was being a bit older for the result that we have on the record, because it seems like a grown-up record kind of, but and there's this freshness that I feel has something to do with the fact that you guys kind of like spend time away from each other and then you come back together, older men.
Yeah.
Gray hair and the beard a little bit.
Where?
It's mine.
It's mine.
Snow in the front yard. What? What?
Snow in the front yard.
No, really, it has been quite a cool process. I think if we look back at our earliest records, the three of us had an incredible friendship, but there was still so much competition for whose songs were being picked for the album. And I think, you know, enough of each of us trying to figure out who we were that it was hard to really think about the whole instead of just thinking about each of us as a third, a third, a third.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think we're so stoked that we still have a great friendship. We're still able to make music, and there's less emphasis on is it a Chad song, a Brad song, or a Pete song, and instead, what's the best for Dispatch?
Yeah.
And how can the three of us, and now there's a couple extra guys that play with us consistently too, how can the three or five of us bring this material to life?
Yeah.
And Chad wrote, for the first time in our history, Chad wrote the entire record, America Location 12, and there's a little bit of sacrifice in that because both Pete and I have songs in theory that on previous records we'd sort of, oh, well, we'll just expect to have a song or two that makes the record, but that doesn't make the best record.
That's true.
And we democratized the process of voting on the best songs, and Chad's material is just like...
He's quite a talented guy.
Oh, man. It's really a privilege to get to be a unit as opposed to thinking... me versus Chad versus Pete. Like we're
it's like less ego, more art, kind of, right?
Yeah, and more oneness.
Yeah,
I just feel really unified.
Interesting. I think that's really interesting, yeah. and I really feel that it's an important part of the whole working process that you guys really disappear from each other for like years sometimes. Yeah. I mean, really, the band could be called the Hiatuses. You know what I'm saying? Because there have been so many. There's so many pauses.
we pause.
Yeah.
It's what we do.
Hi, we're a band called We Pause.
We Pause.
We Pause is another good band name, I think. It's a funk band, though, because pauses are so important for the funk. You know, right?
And reggae.
I gotta catch up here, man. It still feels like 7 a.m. for me.
Musical theory on Flux FM.
That's
teaching
right.
Teaching the musicians the real deal.
That's right. Chad, he said there's pauses in funk? Teach me.
Well, congratulations once again, though. On the LP America Location 12, we love it here on Flux FM, and I want to play another song so people are prepared for tonight's show at Columbia Theater, and then we'll talk a bit about plans for the near future and about the fact that you're not only artists but artivists as well. You bring in the activist thing into the artist part, and that's what I love. Let's listen to a song first. Yeah, it's the Dead Press told me that. You know the Dead Press, the hip-hop crew?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, they were like, we're combining being artists and activists, so we're artivists.
Like it.
Dead Press.
Yes, right on. The props go out to the Dead Press.
Yeah.
But we're still listening to Dispatch. I love the fact that the banjo is hidden in the back. There's a banjo in there, right?
Yeah.
But it's hidden in the back, though. I love it. Because a banjo in the front, I don't like it.
Those parts you love to hate.
Yeah, that's too American. You know what I'm saying? When the banjo's up in front, I don't like it too much. I like it in the back.
So fun.
And I really like it because it's just a hint of a banjo in there, and I love that. Thank you. Thank you for doing it.
Brad played that.
Brad's idea.
And he played it. Yeah, played it well.
Yes. And John Dragonetti, what I just found out, played the bass. John Dragonetti of the Submarines fame.
Yes.
Nice. Incredible. And he's worked with you on your solo records, a few of them.
Yep.
So that was a reason for you to just visit him again? Good experiences and stuff?
Yeah, I always had a great experience. And we were looking and we talked to six or seven producers.
Mm.
And some of them had these, you know, big names and big discographies, but... Something when we talked to John, you know, he was a bit of the underdog producer, and he never thought he was going to get the gig. He said.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's like,
so he's
just like,
nah, there's no way they're going to choose me.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to
pick me. It's nice motivation, though, maybe, right? If you have like seven top-notch producers, and you're getting picked, it's like, yeah, I'm going to show Rick Rubin how a good record sounds.
Well, he's just such an artist. I mean, like, what I appreciated about working with him is he's in bands. He is a creator of art, but he never really crosses the line to like try to join into the work that he produces.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you're working with a bandmate and there's kind of laughter and ease and you're working together as opposed to against each other. But he also he's got a pretty strong sense as to what he's going for.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool.
Cool.
Really
and
cool.
I really think that when you're choosing your producer, sometimes it's more important to have the right vibe with the person than the biggest name or something like that, right?
Because, yeah, I mean, totally.
You're in a room together for a few weeks, maybe, and I think the vibe should be good.
Yeah, it was an interesting process.
Cool.
But we're obviously so excited that we made the decisions we did along the way.
Cool. That sounds good to me. I've read about plans for an acoustic tour in the fall of 2017. How did that idea come up? Is it like a format suitable for older men? or is it just like, is the music on the record suitable for an acoustic tour? Or how did you come up with the idea?
Well, I think certainly our roots come from like one guitar and three voices and a bongo.
Mm.
I mean, we didn't have enough money to have multiple instruments and we didn't even know how to play. So it's always been fun to focus in on how to, you know, arrange our vocals with the songs that we've written. But we just did a proper summer tour in the States. But, you know, there's so many other markets that we didn't have a chance to play. Mm. And we thought this would be a really cool way to revisit the old stuff and the new stuff that lends itself so well to, you know, to harmonies and get another tour under our belts.
Yeah, cool. Sounds good to me.
And some smaller clubs too. So it's just like kind of the underplays and just so that it becomes its own kind of thing,
yeah,
you know, where it's just some of the bigger shows, you know, in the States at least, it's just a little bit like a bit hard to connect with the audience. But these shows will be, you know, you can kind of see everyone and it'll be nice.
Yeah, super some nice. 500 seaters, 700 Lovely. Seaters. Yeah.
And is Pete going to join you for that part of the tour? Because, I mean, we all know and all the Dispatch fans knows that he's battling depression. There's a very open way of communicating that problem from his side and from your side as well. And I really appreciate that. I really want to thank you for the fact that you're talking about the fact that depression exists and that people should talk about that if they feel something like that. You know what I'm saying? I really dig that. So how's Pete? Is he going to join you later the year or... Don't you really know?
You have kind of a 2000. I think this Pete said he's going to sit this year out.
Cool.
And then we're going to kind of reassess at the top of the new year, see how he's doing, and check in with him about just all sorts of things. But he's kind of given us his blessing and space to do this, you know, at least for now.
I've read this message on your website. Yeah, it was so heartwarming.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Super amazing. And one can really feel the love of the Dispatch fans in his message, you know? And I really think that's you've done something to the people, hypnotized
the
them.
The response too, the way people responded to what he shared was just so incredible. Yeah. And on the summer tour we actually met a handful of fans that came up to us hours after our show, you know, like one guy that I'll never forget in Austin, Texas, 2 a.m, I'm standing by the bus and he came up and he's like, "Hey man, you don't even need to know my name, but I'm here because of Pete."
Cool.
And I was like,
yeah, whoa. I get goosebumps right now when you tell me about this.
Yeah. So it's just amazing to think Pete's choice has a ripple effect. If Pete chooses to kind of like keep it quiet, I don't think he feels like he's linked up with people who can hold him up. And if he chooses to share, then there's this ripple effect that goes out where other people then might be inspired to share what they're going through too. Yeah. And in either case, it takes courage.
Yeah,
but wow, to share is just...
No, I when I was reading that message on your website, I was like, wow, what a cool dude he is and what cool fans.
Yeah.
Dispatch has such cool fans. It's amazing, really amazing. Yeah. And I really think that's nice of you guys to just be with him and tell him that he's able to rejoin the band whenever he wants and to give him some space right now, because if you force yourself into a situation like a touring band when you're suffering from depression, I think that can really be bad for everybody and for the guy who's suffering from depression as well. Right. So I really want to say that I appreciate the fact how you handle the whole thing, and I want to say hi to Pete as well. He's listening, man.
Yeah, if he is, Peter boy.
We'll deliver.
We love you,
please,
buddy.
Please say hi to Pete from Flux FM as well. You have always worked as activists as well. We've talked about that just before the music break. You were founding the nonprofit organization Amplifying Education, for example, where you kind of like got money together for books and stuff that helps educating people. And I mean, in times like these, you really wish for an educated people, kind of, I think.
We might have
more than ever.
Somehow.
You should have bought more books.
I know. Somehow we missed it, but it's an interesting time.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy time.
I can't believe Donald Trump is our president. I'll just say it.
Nobody believes that.
It's surreal.
It really is crazy.
It really is surreal. And you watch the news and then he's tweeted something again, and it just feels like the beginning of a fiction or horror movie sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it feels like Apprentice 9. It's just another wacky TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. But do you have plans for doing more benefit shows or something, because you've always done that? Is there something planned for 2017, 2018?
We've been focusing on mental health for this round.
Cool. Which makes sense because of Pete's story,
right? Yeah, kind of what we're kind of in it, you know? So... Mm-hmm. And just destigmatizing that and having a place where people can go at the shows this summer, at least, to go and hang out and have kind of a sanctuary where they can talk about whatever they're going through and maybe get some local help in that city or whatever.
Cool.
I think for 2000, here we were at Migration Hub yesterday in Berlin and talking about the refugee crisis and how Germany's handling it and comparing that to the U.S. And
that place was amazing. We met some incredible people there that were into collaboration instead of ego, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, the NGO community, like Chad and I are both a part of it and have been for a long time. It can be completely about you.
Yeah.
even though it looks like you're serving everyone, but my way is the only way. Or it can be collaborative in a community environment. And man, it was really inspiring to meet so many young people who are giving themselves to trying to open doors for refugees and immigrants.
Yeah. And then I think for next year, I don't think we've settled on an acoustic cause, you know, for the acoustic tour. But I think, you know, Brad and I are always we're concerned with gun control, gun safety, even the way the United States treats our native population. Yeah. So I think we'll try to keep it going, whether it's one cause for the whole next year or a bunch of different ones.
I mean, if Donald Trump is still in the office next year, there's going to be like a cause for every evening, maybe. Sad enough, though, but you know what I'm saying.
I know.
What it is, though? I think it's an absolute wake-up call, especially for artists, I think, to realize that your art can be about just selling or your art can be about speaking.
Mm.
So I think it's just there's never been a more important time to make art and to try to figure out within your own community, how can we take care of each other? How can we take care of people? I mean, the DACA situation. Oh, I'm not impacted as directly because I spend so much time traveling, but I have friends that live in various cities in the United States that are like having vigils to meet with the families who are about to be deported or individuals who are going to be deported.
Yeah.
So it's time for all of us to wake up, I think.
And it's really funny because I've mentioned the dead press and they were like, every artist has to become an artivist. And then I talked to the Sugar Hill Gang like 4 weeks ago and I told them, the really old school Sugar Hill Gang is back again. So I told them about that and they were like, yeah, they're kind of right, but we're not artivists. We're just artists because that's what we can do. We can't put a song together with political slogans that's going to sound right. It's not for us, but we're just going to spread the love. And that's our message. And, you know, love and
that's
music.
That's plenty.
That's plenty. Yeah. And I love that about Dispatch as well. It's not like a slogan song after slogan song. Like, you know, I love the Nazi punk. I love the Nazi punk fuck off song by the Dead Kennedys. And they can do it. But it would be stupid if every band would be like, there's got to be a political line in the chorus. You know what I'm saying? And I love that about Dispatch, that you're combining nice music and activism that happens in between the shows or around the shows, not necessarily in the music, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's so literal, it can be too limiting.
Yeah.
So I think there are times, though. There are times to have as literal line and chorus as you possibly can, but...
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Yeah, that certainly is timeless. Oh, Zach.
Yeah. And Winston likes Be Gone, too. Which has
love that song.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's some of the songs you kind of have to look. You say, "Well, is this political? I'm not sure." But then, if you were to talk to us, or if you were to kind of look at the words, and then it's like, "Oh,
yeah." Especially for Germans, it takes like a little longer, you know, to really get behind the lyrics.
Yeah,
but that's a good thing too, because I think as a musician, it's sometimes nice that the German audiences may react to the melodies before they react to the content of the song. You
most
know?
Most people, maybe.
Yeah.
Across the world.
Well, and some people in the States, too, have said, like, in such a political time, why haven't you written a record that's more political? Mm-hmm. And we're like, wow. I mean, we really do feel like there's some deep political tension, truth, questions in the majority of the songs, but perhaps it is time to be a little bit more literal.
As I said, I mean that's a discussion that can take forever, I think, because I understand both sides.
I mean,
spreading love and music and telling people about your political opinions might even be brighter, because then you might get someone from the other side into your, you know, onto your side, you know, because when you be like Zach and Rage Against the Machine, all the more right wing people are being, this is not my band, can't be my band.
Can't be.
But maybe if there's a, you know,
yeah, sneaky
people. Now you have an acoustic guitar with you,
yes,
and I would love to listen to a song in a live performance. Which song have you prepared?
I think we're gonna do Wild Ones, right? Would you rather do that or Lori?
Or rice water. It's time to wake up.
Hard at the morning.
I just quoted your lyrics. My gosh, I said it's time to wake up. You're the only one who's ever said that.
This show basically is called The Morning Show in the Afternoon because it's for people who like to sleep longer.
Hey!
See?
Man, this is my show. Like us. Yeah,
it's your show.
Yeah, Chad's got kids. He still gets up early. I'm like, whew.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
Okay.
Long hair and longer stripe. Skateboard affair with the primal tribe. And you cut off painter pants. Charging down those craggy mountains with our thrift store friends. Who you find so? So in love with a falling earth. And who you wake in the middle of the falling night with the summer playing coy. And in the attics of the city lights, we talked Corso and the MC5. And you could dance like we were all alright. Give you something I never wanted back. Hold the riot in the rush of the warm night air. Only the wild ones are the ones you can never catch. Stars are up now, no place to go but everywhere. In a green mountain state, I dropped out, he moved away. Heard he got some land down south. Changed his name to a name the birds could pronounce. Only the wild ones give you something I never wanted back. Oh, the riot and the rush of the warm night air. Only the wild ones are the ones you can never catch. Stars are up now, no place to go but everywhere. To the other coast. You said you're gonna be like Charlie Rose. And only the wild ones give you something and never want it back. Oh, the riot and the rush of the warm night air. Only the wild ones are the ones you can never catch. Stars are up now, no place to go but everywhere.
Bodyguard. That's such a beautiful Paul Simon-ish song.
Yes.
I love that. And I love the live version of it and the harmonies and stuff. It seems as if we've known each other for 20 or something years.
No one does it like Bradigan.
It's really nice. And he's played a drum solo that's been totally out of tune, which is hard. I mean, an out of tune drum solo is hard to
it's
do
hard
as well.
To do.
Only yeah. the jazzers can do it.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for that.
I'd like to
well.
Thank the missus.
Yeah. beating the misses at Flux FM. You did that. I didn't do it. Wer heute Abend zu Dispatch möchte ins Columbia Theater, der hat hier noch die Chance, schnell anzurufen unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Dispatch heute Abend im Columbia Theater. Die neue Platte America Location 12 wird nochmal präsentiert und dann kann man sich freuen auf die tolle Band, die mich gerade noch besuchte. Chad and Brad, thanks again for visiting.
Winston.
And as soon as you've done something else, I mean, Brad again is a solo thing that could happen this year, next year, State Radio or Chadwick Stokes could happen. As soon as something happens, you let us know.
Hey, okay. Thank you.
You know
so
where
much.
We are right now. You know where we live.
Berlin love, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
and you. Give all our love to Pete as well. Mm-hmm. Please do that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So unzertrennlich wie hip und hop. Flux FM präsentiert.